ancient Jacobean manor house, looking for a quiet place to sit and close his eyes. Outside, guests congregated at the front entrance to cheer for the newly married couple as they departed for their honeymoon. With the exception of a few guests, such as Rhys Winterbourne, a Welsh department store owner, this was an aristocratic crowd. That meant the conversation consisted of subjects Tom couldn't give a rat's ass about. Fox hunting, music, distinguished ancestors. No one at these gatherings ever discussed business, politics, or anything else Tom might have found interesting. The ancient Jacobean house had the typical dilapidated but luxurious look of an ancestral country manor. Tom didn't like old things, the smell of mustiness and the accumulated dust of centuries, the worn carpet, the ripples and distortions of antique window glass panes. Nor did the beauty of the surrounding countryside hold any enchantment for him. Most people would have agreed that Hampshire, with its green hills, lush woodland, and sparkling chalk streams, was one of the most naturally beautiful places on earth. In general, however, the only thing Tom liked to do with nature was cover it up with roads, bridges, and railway tracks. The sounds of distant cheers and laughter funneled into the house's quiet interior. No doubt the newlyweds were making their escape amid a shower of uncooked rice. Everyone here seemed genuinely happy, which Tom found both annoying and somewhat mystifying. It was as if they all knew some secret that had been kept from him. After having made a fortune in railways and construction, Tom had never expected to feel the bite of envy again. But here it was, gnawing at him like woodworm in old timber. It made no sense. He was happier than most of these people, or at least richer, which was more or less the same thing. But why didn't he feel happy? It had been months since he'd felt much of anything at all. He'd been overtaken by a gradual creeping awareness that all his usual appetites had been blunted. Things that usually gave him pleasure now bored him. Nothing, not even spending a night in the arms of a beautiful woman, had been satisfying. He'd never been like this before. He was at a loss to know what to do about it. He'd thought it might do him some good to spend some time with Devon and West Ravenel, whom he'd known for at least a decade. The three of them, along with the rest of their disreputable crowd, had often caroused and brawled their way across London. But things had changed. 2 years ago, Devon had unexpectedly inherited an earldom and had assumed the role of responsible family patriarch. And West, the formerly carefree drunkard, now managed the estate and tenants, and talked incessantly about the weather. The weather, for God's sake! The Ravenel brothers, formerly so entertaining, had become as tedious as everyone else. Entering an empty music room, Tom found a large upholstered chair occupying a shadowy nook. After turning the chair to face away from the door, he sat and closed his eyes. The room was as silent as a sepulchre, except for the delicate ticking of a clock somewhere. An unfamiliar weariness settled over him as gently as mist, and he let out a sigh. People had always joked about his vitality and his fast-paced life, and how no one could keep up with him. Now it seemed he couldn't keep up with himself. He needed to do something to jolt himself out of this spell. Maybe he should marry. At the age of 31, it was high time to take a wife and sire children. There were dozens of eligible young women here, all blue-blooded and well-bred. Marrying one of them would help to advance him socially. He considered the Ravenel sisters. The oldest, Helen, had married Rhys Winterbourne, and Lady Pandora had married Lord St. Vincent this morning. But there was one sister left, Pandora's twin, Cassandra. Tom had yet to meet her, but he'd caught a glimpse of her at dinner last night, through multiple bowers of greenery and forests of silver candelabra. From what he'd been able to tell, she was young, blonde, and quiet, which wasn't necessarily all he wanted in a wife, but it was a good start. The sound of someone entering the room broke through his thoughts. Damn! Of the dozens of unoccupied rooms on this floor of the house, it would have to be this one. Tom was about to stand and make his presence known when the sounds of a female sob caused him to shrink deeper into the chair.